Hello, and thank you for listening to the Horror Script Podcast. If this is the first time listening to the show, please be aware that this is for entertainment purposes and strong language is used. If you find comedy like Howard Stern, Seth Rogen, South Park, and Family Guy offensive, then this might not be a show you're interested in. If you do find them funny, then hopefully you find us funny as well. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Horror Script Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Horror Script Podcast. Well, this week we're going to head back to 1974 and visit Frankenstein. The Doctor, Baron von Frankenstein, and a monster, if you want to say that. I don't know. We got tit washing in this movie, so there we go. I'm your one host, Miles.
And I'm your other host, Richard. Yes. Welcome to episode 66, Flesh for Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. That is the official title of this film. Released in 1974, unrated, with a runtime of 1 hour and 35 minutes. Wow. This was something. Not what I expected. Way different.
Well, when you attach Andy Warhol's name to it, yeah, you don't expect it to be. I mean, the fucker painted cans of soup.
Yeah, but you know what? Andy Warhol, he just threw his name at it. Like, he didn't really have anything to do with this movie. He was just a producer, an executive producer, just, I guess, financed it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised he didn't just have...
He didn't write it or anything, or direct it, or star in it, or anything like that.
I'm surprised he didn't have Campbell's soup just hanging around on set.
Right, like, pictures of it in the background?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a weird one, to say the least. I doubt anyone would go, this is my favorite Frankenstein movie ever. Nope.
I, you know what though? I bet this Frankenstein movie has the most nudity in it than any others.
Maybe. It does have Udo Kier in it though.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is Udo Kier before he got well known.
He's been known for a while. But it is a strange one. There is a lot of nudity in it. Some gore.
Yeah.
Not a lot of kills. And probably the worst Frankenstein monster ever.
Yeah, pretty bad. All right, let's break down the cast.
All right, Rich, have fun saying these names.
I might be able to get some of these. All right, so first up we have Joe D'Alessandro, who plays Nicholas. He was also in Crybaby, Black Moon, and The Hitchhiker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, and he's talking with like almost a Brooklyn accent throughout the movie.
Yeah. And they're supposed to be in, they're not in the U.S., right?
No. I don't know. He keeps referring to, what is it, Serbia?
I guess so, I think.
I don't know if that's where they're supposed to be. I'm not sure if they're in Germany. I really don't know where the fuck they're at.
Yeah.
They're somewhere.
Yeah. The setting on this one is unknown.
There's a castle.
Yeah, there is a castle. Well, where was the original Frankenstein?
Oh, I didn't read that book.
It's supposed to take place, isn't that?
I never read the book.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was it Transylvania? Like,
no, that was
in the
that.
I know it was Dracula.
Yeah, that's Dracula.
But I mean, wasn't Frankenstein supposed to be in that same vicinity realm?
I don't know if it's Germany, if it's Holland. I'm not sure
exactly. Yeah,
I think it's somewhere around there.
Well. Anyway, what the fuck do we know?
Not much on this one.
No, apparently not.
Sometimes you take a shot in the dark and you miss, like we did on this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next up, we have Udo Kier, as you mentioned earlier, and he plays Baron Frankenstein. You might know him from Skinwalker, Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich, Mark of the Devil, or something more known like Ace Ventura: Pet Detective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his filmography list goes on and on. He's been in a shit ton of movies.
Yeah, he's been in a lot, yeah. All right, and then we have Delilah DeLazzaro. She played the female monster, and she was also in Killer Contro Killers and The Beast.
Wow. What a list.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then we have, finally, Monique Von Voren. I think I'm right on that. And she played the Baroness Katrin Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Wall Street, the Decameron, and Batman series.
Yeah, and she...
TV show.
And her character has a weird armpit fetish. She likes to suck armpits, it seems.
Yeah, it's really weird. It was like she didn't want to like really kiss the other actor, so she'd kiss his armpit. It was... Yeah, it was really weird.
I don't know. She was slurping the hell out of his armpit. It was something.
It was fucking disgusting. It's what it was. Oh, man.
I guess he didn't have a pussy, and that's what she wanted, so she went for the closest thing on a man, an armpit. Oh, I mean, you fold it the right way. It kind of looks like it, I guess. Right?
I'm going to disagree. All right. And then we have writer and director Paul Morrissey. He also did Mixed Blood, The Hound of the Baskervilles, and Blood for Dracula. So he apparently likes this universal monster alteration type of films.
But there really isn't a quote-unquote monster in this.
Well, I don't know. There is.
Really?
Technically, there's two of them.
I wouldn't say they were really monsters, though.
I mean, they're supposed to be pieced together.
Wow, fucking hell.
The male monster was... The male monster had a different head than the body and legs. I think the female monster was just, she had different organs.
Yeah, I don't know. She looked like she had just one one cut on her.
Yeah, that was it. Well, they didn't want to take away from her beauty.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, as Baron von Frankenstein says, sometimes you just got to fuck the gallbladder.
Yeah, exactly. Not our words, people. All right.
A lot of poetry in this movie. A lot of poetry.
Rating. I'm curious, actually, to see if I'm going to be lower than you are.
We'll see. What did you give it, Rich?
All right, I gave it a 3 out of 10.
Oh!
If this film was a comedy, it would have done so much better in my book. Because it had the potential to be funny, but they weren't going for comedy at all. They were actually being serious in this film. So kind of ruined it. And it's basically just a softcore porn with some death in it. The acting's bad. The writing wasn't good. Directing was okay. And the pacing was bad. It took forever. It was so long of a movie for no reason.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. This was a very, very long hour and a half.
Yeah.
The only thing I gave it points on were the nudity and some of the gore. Other than that, yeah. I'm sorry if you like this movie, but it didn't have many qualities to up my rating on this. I will actually, surprisingly, agree with Rich and give it a 3. And that was only because of the nudity. If it didn't have the nudity, this would have been a fucking 2. This was shit. I can't really. I'm sorry. I can't really say too many good things about this movie. It was dog shit. I would have rather watch my dog take a shit for an hour and a half and cheer it on than watch this.
It was tough to get through because, as much as you think that there's going to be a storyline on what they're doing, they kind of jump back and forth between it. It's Frankenstein's wife had really no purpose in this movie other than as like this sexual spotlight to just add nudity into the film.
Yeah, wife / sister.
Right, that's true too. I mean, they don't have a, it doesn't look like they had a sexual relationship.
Well, they had children.
Right, but were they theirs?
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah. She says she's the mother of my children. Like, he'll go back and forth from calling her his sister to calling her his wife. Sister, yeah. Wife.
It's like they didn't know what they wanted to do.
The way they were filming this, it was like, let's do half the lines as his sister, let's do the other half as his wife. And then they were just like, fuck it! Let's mix it.
Yeah. We forgot to edit out all the wives or all the sisters. They didn't know what they were doing with this one. This was rough.
Yep.
So.
And then Frankenstein's assistant, Otto.
Oh my God. That whole character was just fucking stupid. It was annoying.
Yeah. Oh God, I just want to get this episode of the fuck over with.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that likes this movie.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know who,
there are people curious out there that like it.
We're just not two of them.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, I have the movie. I own it. But do I like it? No.
I'm glad I don't own this because I will never watch this again.
I don't know. Maybe I'll get drunk one day and give it another shot. Who knows?
There you go. All right. Scare rating. 1 out of 10. There is nothing scary in this film other than the fact that they tried to make a serious horror film.
Yeah, one. I mean, it's a good movie to watch if you're trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, that's true. I think I almost fell asleep during it. I had to stop it and finish it the next day.
You know what? Next week won't be as shitty of an episode. Let's just say that. This episode sucks.
Ooh.
Yeah, this episode sucks.
Well, you know what doesn't suck? This will be fun. Let's do some scare movie trivia. Because I actually have some fun things in here. Even though this movie's kind of shitty, there's a couple fun things that I think you might like.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I have 6 statements. One's false. See if we can figure out which one it is. All right, number 1. Although the film is often referred to as Andy Warhol's Frankenstein, he wasn't directly involved in the production, but allowed the director to use his name. Warhol would make rare visits to the sets and during the editing period. Number 2. The gory special effects are an early example of the work of Carlo Rambaldi, who would later go on to do the special effects for the E.T., the extraterrestrial film from 1982. Number 3. Lon Chaney Jr. was originally cast to play the male monster, but died before filming began. Number 4. Didn't receive its UK TV premiere until 2009. Number 5. The film was rated X in the USA due to its explicit depiction of sex and violence. And finally, number 6, Nicholas Winding Refn was said that this film is the only one directed by someone else than him that he wished he had made.
Jesus Christ, someone wanted to make this? I'm going to say Lon Chaney.
Fucking nice call. You are correct.
Yeah, because he's... I want someone sexual. Lon Chaney was not a sexual-looking man.
No, and he died in 1973. He was in The Wolfman.
Yeah, he was not a guy that, you know... Ooh, yeah, someone's going to want to fuck him. No. So, yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Good call. All right, and then... We have 2 goofs.
2?
Number 1. Well, 2 that was noted. Number 1, when Frankenstein shocks life into his creatures, him and Otto are touching the bodies with bare hands. Yet they do not seem to be receiving any of the electricity. They would have definitely got electrocuted. Number 2, when the 2 children escape through the small hole, the boy goes in with one leg first, though on the other side, he appears head first.
He could have tumbled.
You already have your leg in. You're not tumbling without your leg than the other side. Continuity.
Oh, speaking of, I watched this hilarious documentary film about that midget girl who didn't know how old she was.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's one of those crime ones where the family adopted a girl. She had pubic hair, but she was supposed to be 6. They changed her age to like 20-something So it's like a big ordeal of like how old is she and everything like that. But it is hilarious, the interviews in it. Like, ah, I don't know.
All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about with this movie, or should we get into spoilers?
No. I don't want to talk about anything else with this movie.
All right. Well, if you'd like to be featured on an episode, send us in a voice memo or an email, and we can play it on air. And you can request a movie for us to cover, or just send us in a question if you'd like for us to answer. Our email address is horrorscriptpodcast@gmail.com. We also have it in the show notes below. So, let's get into spoilers. Mm-hmm. We are going to have our killer death breakdown. So we're going to review all the deaths that are in this film and talk about them briefly. There's not a lot too great in this, but there's a couple things.
All right. Yep. Let's get into it. Make sure you have your Four Sigmatic coffee ready. This movie doesn't deserve a good plug, so Four Sigmatic coffee.
Yeah, it'll help you not fall asleep during this movie.
Yes.
First death, we have Sasha. Baron Frankenstein cuts his head off with a big pair of scissors. Very graphic, but comical.
Yeah. Yep. Thinking that he's the sex machine when he's actually the guy that wants to be a monk and just went to the brothel with his friend.
Yeah. Which, I mean, here, at least there's one funny thing about the whole movie is because his entire plan is to have the male monster and the female monster just fuck all the time, I guess, and make babies. But because in this male monster's mind, he's going to be a monk, he doesn't want to have sex with the female monster.
Nope.
So, that's fun. However, Frankenstein next decides that he's going to have this sexual encounter with the female corpse.
Yeah. Instead of fingering her vagina, he fists her abdomen.
Yeah, that's... She has a slice in her side where her organs are, and he has this sexual fisting of her fucking... I don't know. It's so stupid. Anyway, number two. Second kill. We have the maid. Otto ripped open her chest while he was trying to rape her, and her organs fall out, and she dies.
Mm-hmm. And she wasn't attractive. Should have just used Otto's head. Otto would have fucked anything.
Yeah. But I guess he needed his assistant. But I don't know. He annoyed me. His character was just fucking stupid.
I think everybody's character annoyed me in this.
I think Otto was the worst. All right. Next up, number three, we have Baroness.
Yeah, this is at the end of the movie. We got, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7? 8? I don't know. They all, like, right away.
Yeah, everybody starts dying, like, near the end of the movie. So
within, like the last 5 minutes.
I'd say, like, 10 or 15 minutes at the end of the movie. That's when everybody starts dying. So, yeah, we're far in. But, yeah, the Baroness is number 3. Tries to get the male monster to sleep with her, and he ends up crushing her.
Yeah. And it was a shitty kill.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
No blood, nothing. It was just a crick, and she's dead.
Yeah, like a bear hug or something like the kind of...
Yeah.
All right. Number 4, we have our female monster. Otto licked her wounds and then tried to enter her incisions like Baron did, and he ends up killing her.
Yeah, because when Baron did it, she wasn't alive.
Right. And he did it and ended up killing her. So then Otto gets killed because Baron got pissed off because he ruined the female monster, and he chokes him. And then Baron Frankenstein gets killed by the male monster that he created.
Yep. He gets his hand chopped off with a metal door.
Uh-huh.
And then he is impaled through the stomach with, I don't know if it's his stomach or his liver that's hanging out. And gives this long monologue speech before dying.
Right. Unnecessary.
And then we have the male monster.
Yes.
He rips his incisions on his abdomen open and lets his insides just spill out. And they're all dead on top of each other. Yeah, it's just one death after another, like bloop, 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 bloop.
One right after another. But however, so he remembers. So the male monster still has the mind of
Sasha.
So he knows Nicholas, and he knows that they're friends, and Nicholas is tied up. But instead of the male monster helping Nicholas get down from where he's tied up, he just kills himself.
Yeah, well, because Nicholas said, because the male monster asks, what are you going to do if I let you down? And he's like, I'm going to take you to a real doctor so they could fix you. Yes, in the Brooklyn accent. And he's like, I can't let you do that. So he just kills himself and lets him hang it up there. And then the Frankenstein children come down, grab scalpels, and start winding up the harness that's holding Nicholas.
Right. So are we under the assumption that the kids are going to actually kill him?
It's up for debate, however you want to take it, but that's how I would see it, that they're going to kill him.
All right.
And then we get a big red end, and the movie's over.
Yeah, the end.
Best fucking part of the movie.
All right, so what was your favorite kill?
My favorite kill? Oh, Jesus Christ. Female monster.
Really?
Yeah, it was just comical to me. I just like that he killed her because he's an idiot.
Yeah. God, this is hard to pick from. See, I am leaning towards the maid just because it was gory and not comical.
I still thought it was comical.
It was the special effects in it were all right, so that's probably my favorite. How about the worst kill?
Worst, the Baroness.
Yeah, I can agree. I'm
torn between that and Otto, but I'll say Baroness.
Yeah. All right, I was gonna go with the male monster, just because I thought it was just kind of stupid that he just rips his own insides out. I don't know. I just thought the idea of that was too stupid. But who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Most of this movie was stupid.
Yeah.
All right. Are we done?
We are done with this episode.
All right. Apologies go out because I know this is a shitty episode. Sorry. You can tell when we're not having a good time with the movie. There was not much that we could really do to make this fun. I mean, we could have, but fuck it. We just wanted this one done with.
I don't know, there's just nothing there. It just didn't have any character or anything that you could like really build off of, so I mean, honestly, I would recommend skipping this one. It's not worth tracking down and trying to find. If 10,000 people listen to this episode, I'm gonna say one out of that 10,000 might like this movie.
Yeah. Alright, so can we go on to alright next week?
Yes.
All right. So next week, we'll have a little bit. No, we'll have a lot better of an episode. Because we're going to go back into the. We're only going to go to the 90s. And we're going to delve into a black horror, if you will. And that'll be Tales from the Hood.
Oh, I love this movie.
Yes. Not the sequels, but the original. The sequels suck.
Yeah, I've never seen the sequels. I've only ever seen the original.
Don't bother with them. I've watched two, and it was god-awful. But
Yeah.
The original, awesome. So, yep. Tune in next week. We'll be covering Tales from the Hood.
All right. Awesome. And as always, please share the podcast with others by letting them know about the show and your favorite episode. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and the Slash Wrap. You could check out our YouTube channel. I got to get on that and start adding more interviews because there are a few people that wanted to be on. So if you want to support the show, you can pick up some merchandise or you can send us direct support through Patreon. The links are all in the show notes below, so go check them out. And we will be back next week with Tales from the Hood.
Till next time.